Hare Krishna. Yesterday I was reciting this verse by Prahlad, telling his friends that Tatra Upaya Sahasranam, I am Bhagavato Uditaha. There are thousands of ways to approach the Supreme Lord, but amongst them, the path that is personally spoken by the Lord from His own mouth is this path of pure devotional service. Yadi Ishwari Bhagavati Yata Yair Anjasaratihi. The Bhagavan, Ishwar, can be very easily attained by this path. And then he told in a few lines only, he summarized the path of pure devotional service. Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktiya Sarva Labdha Arpanena Cha. He said, one should render service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And whatever a brahmachari gets, you should offer it all to Guru without reservation. And in turn, what does Guru do? He engages the brahmachari in Shravanam and Kirtanam, in hearing and glorifying the Lord's name, fame, qualities, pastimes and everything. And then Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, Ishwara Aradhanam Cha. He said that one should associate with Sadhu Bhaktas, who have good sadachar as well as strictly adhere to the scriptures. And Ishwara Aradhanam Cha. Shraddhayatat Kathayam Cha. Kirtana Irguna Karmana. You understand this. With great transcendental faith, one should hear the pastimes of the Lord and glorify them. Tat Padam Buruha Dhyanat. Gradually the smaranam and dhyanam will come in the Lord's lotus feet. Tatlinga Iksha Arhanadibihi. Which means one should take darshan of the deities and one should worship the deities. So Prahlad says, if one does these things, the result is very simple. He says, Ishamya karmani gunanatulyan viryani vilatanu vikritani yada atiharshot pulakashugadgadam prodkhanta udgayatira utinrityati. He is saying that nishamya means by hearing. Karmani gunanatulyan. You are hearing the qualities and activities of the Lord which are unparalleled. Like Lord Rama making a Setubandha, or like Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill and sheltering all the Vrijabhasis. When a devotee hears about the Viryani, Leela Atharvikritani, with his own personal body, the Lord comes in this world and performs such Leelas. By hearing such Leelas, Ati Harshot Pulakashu Gadgadam, a devotee gets extremely blissful by hearing such pastimes of the Lord. And Prodkanta Udgayate Rautinratiti. Then he sings the Lord's glories with a high pitch, singing and glorifying those pastimes. So Prabhupada says, when one does not have faith in the Lord, one will have doubts about such pastimes of the Lord. He may consider them mythological, or he may consider them exaggerations. And therefore, bhakti does not arise in the ordinary conditioned souls being covered over by such doubts. But a disciple who gathers any commodity in charity, he gives it all to Guru, because they are all commodities which are very harmful for us. The objects of the world may harm us. But if he hands it over to Guru, Guru knows how to engage them in Krishna service, and he engages the disciple in Shravanam and Kirtanam. So in this way, the disciple, faithful to the path of devotional service, by hearing and chanting, he awakens this type of natural excitement and great transcendental faith in the Lord's pastimes and activities. And then he says, Yada graha grasta kvachit hasati akrandate dhyayati vandate janam mohushvasan vakti hare jagatpate narayana iti atmamatir gatatrapaha. Is telling, Yada graha grasta means he behaves like a ghost haunted person. Why? A ghost haunted person does not know what is happening outside. He behaves apparently like abnormally. Similarly, this devotee's full absorption is in Krishna. Therefore, kvachit hasati, sometimes he laughs, akrandate, sometimes he cries, dhyayati, he meditates on the Lord. And he says, vandate janam, means He considers that the whole world is engaged in Krishna service only. He sees like that. He doesn't see anybody except himself to be a non-devotee. He thinks that the whole world is very busily engaged in Krishna service. And then he's saying, Mahushvasan Bhakti, with greatly breathing, he shouts the Lord's names, O Hare, O Jagatpate, O Narayana, Iti Atmamater Gatatrapaha. Losing all external consciousness, considering himself to be owned by the Lord, such a devotee calls these names of the Lord with great delight. So, in the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, many 64 procedures are given to us. You accept Charanamrita, you enter the temple of the Lord with great Samutkanta, circumambulate the deities, Pradakshina, Iksha, take darshan of the deities, bow down to deities, and then worship the deities, study the scriptures and all these things. So, these principles are given in Bhaktisamsindhu, so that we adopt this procedure. And the beauty is, if a disciple applies these procedures very attentively, carefully, without committing any offenses, then the result is this kind of, the symptoms that are spoken here. So, Prabhupada gives an example. A mother who has a small child, she is very attentive to take care of the comforts of the child. She doesn't want to see the child cry or be uncomfortable. And she is very attentive, even at the cost of sacrificing her own, you know, comfort and, sleep and everything. So, you ask her, why are you so attentive to the child? Why are you so much worried about the child's comfort? She cannot even explain to you logically. It is already there in her system that I want to see this child peaceful, child should be nourished, child should be comfortable. Prabhupada says, in a similar way, the relationship of the living entity and the Lord is everlasting and eternal, although it is temporarily covered over. So, by adopting these procedures, that type of natural affinity, affection and attachment is awakened. And the reason for such attachment, affection not getting awakened is aparad and sins. The offenses and the sins are the obstacles which don't let such very natural, spontaneous feelings for the Lord and activities in relation to the Lord awakening. So, this is something that makes, the Shastra makes it very clear. Just like if you have a firewood, if you throw some cup of water in that, then it cannot produce fire. Instead, it produces smoke only. So, in the path of sadhana bhakti, to the degree we attentively avoid offenses and sins, and we perform these activities which are delineated by Prahalad, especially epitomized by the chanting of the holy name, then the love for the Lord, affection for the Lord awakens very naturally. And he is telling his friends, without delay, immediately take this process, my friends, and you will see love for the Lord awakening very quickly. And then it was only a few minutes later that the friends started dancing and singing with Prahalad, and they were, like it is said, adushita. They were not so much spoiled by their Shandamarka teachers. So, they became Bhagyavan Jeev. They became very fortunate souls by adopting this procedure. So, we are exactly given the same procedure by Srila Prabhupada in this ISKCON moment. Whatever Prahalad is teaching his friends, the same procedure is given to us without any modification, difference, the Bhagavata Dharma. And we are extremely fortunate to adopt this. And whatever obstacles are coming in the way of our awakening such natural love for Krishna, we should very diligently, with hard work, remove those obstacles and experience this blissful consciousness that Prahalad is explaining here. Harinam Prabhu ki.